Don't do it. It's not worth it.
We're gonna lose our show. Drive every hour.
Like, and it's all because of Claire and George's influence.
No, it's all because of me. I can be your manager, Claire.
All right. Well, before we get into any more trouble, we're going to sign off for the day. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time.
Bye.
We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. This is Pepper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
Let's but I have all the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
Less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
This is WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really? Right. We're going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. You guys know what's called. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm going to bump into these guys. That's not them, is it?
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast for Sunday, April 9th. And we begin each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Mobile in Caro has gas at $3.39 a gallon. That's the lowest according to the Gas Buddy website. The water temperature in the Hudson River in Albany is at 43.5 degrees. That's about a degree warmer than usual on this date over the last 10-year average in the Hudson River in Albany. National Weather Service in Albany predicts that high pressure will continue to remain just west of the region for Easter Sunday, resulting in another dry and sunny day. Skies will be nearly completely clear once again, and temperatures look to be milder than the last few days, with highs in the 50s. Should be another calm and chilly Sunday night, though. Lows in the 20s. And a little milder on Monday, as sunny skies remain in the area. And temperatures reach into the 60s.
drop into the 30s on Monday night. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
I tell you right now, she was waiting on me all right, right in the middle of the living room floor. I couldn't believe what was happening. The woman went crazy. She stopped yelling and screaming at me, talking about it. I didn't quite understand it at first, you know what I mean? I guess if you said so, I'm gonna have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack.
Yeah.
Don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road,
baby.
Don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this way.
Clubhouse Radio, and that was Hit the Road Jack, and we are
Clubhouse Radio.
My fault.
We are Wavefarm, but more specifically, you're tuning into Clubhouse Radio 90.7 FM WGXC. We're broadcasting to you live on Catskill, Acre, Hudson. But if you're listening to us on the website or anywhere else in the world, we still love you the same. And this is unconditional love. You can't do nothing to make us stop loving you. So keep on listening. And we're going to have a great show. We're actually going to go over a little bit of a new album drop. We're going to play some songs. It's really good. And my lovely sound engineer today, Shahi, hasn't reacted to that. So yeah, but we'll be right back after the news and weather.
Boop. From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News.
Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Times Union that it has been over 2 years and now a third growing season since New York legalized recreational cannabis, but New Yorkers are still not allowed to grow their own plants. Growing cannabis in gardens won't be legal until after the State Office of Cannabis Management has issued, and I quote, regulations governing home cultivation of cannabis, which will occur within 18 months of the first adult-use retail sale, end quote. First legal retail sale was in December, so it could be sometime in 2024 before home growing is legal. Right now, only medical marijuana patients with prescriptions are allowed to legally grow at home, which was allowed last September. Right now, New York has 120,827 registered medical cannabis patients. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Chris Churchill reports in the Times Union that despite an indictment on 34 charges, Representative Elise Stefanik is standing by former President Donald Trump. Stefanik wrote on April 4th that, and I quote, the shameful arrest of President Trump is an unprecedented and chilling chapter in the left's weaponization of the justice system against their leading political opponent. Trump will defeat this latest witch hunt, end quote. It is a reverse course for Stefanik, who usually backs the blue and the legal system. Stefanik has previously called for the arrest of former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and often makes references to, and I quote, the Biden crime family, end quote. Stefanik is standing with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Georgia woman who believes in Jewish space lasers, and George Santos, the serial liar in backing Trump. Stefanik is among the first congressional representatives to endorse Trump's 2024 election campaign. Stefanik now represents Rensselaer County in New York's 21st Congressional District. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports in New York State of Politics that more than a year and a half before the general election, and with no idea who her opponent will be, the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union has endorsed Democrat U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's bid for re-election. The union represents about 45,000 New York State residents in the retail, grocery, pharmacy, food service, food processing, cannabis, warehousing, nursing home, nonprofits, and agricultural industries. Former Representative Lee Zeldin, who lost his effort to be governor last year to Democrat Kathy Hochul, has hinted he might attempt to win the Republican nomination. No Democrat has announced a campaign to beat Gillibrand in the primary election, which is more than a year away. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Raymond Pignon reports in Columbia Green Media that the Mountaintop Cares Coalition Group in Maple Crest is getting a $150,000 grant from the Foundation for Opioid Response Efforts, a national organization working on the opioid epidemic in the United States. Patrick McGee, executive director of Mountaintop Cares Coalition, said, and I quote, this assistance and support to our mission will have a great impact on our ability to provide services to our community. These efforts will help us support our clients, end quote. A 2022 Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report said that overdose fatalities increased by more than 30% from 2019 to 2020. Locally, sheriffs put out warnings repeatedly after local overdoses. The Mountaintop Cares Coalition won one of only 15 grants out of 428 applicants from the Foundation for Opioid Response Efforts. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Sometimes when I sit back and really let it register, I did everything I said I would and said it first. I mean, the world's in denial, but they all know what I'm headed for. We about to feed these youngins to the metaverse. Meanwhile, I'm over here just trying to pen a verse, cause I'm done being extra with the extroverts. The label used to wonder how I'm supposed to stand next to Vert. Probably never thought that I would get these legs to work. I work hard, but hard don't need no extra work. That's why I show up in a sweatshirt and let it burn. The world's mine, I just say f*** it, let it turn. The girl's mine, I just say f*** it, have a turn. The goats call me to the side like, can we have a word? I could've fronted, but I did it how I preferred. I know I should be humble, but it's something I just haven't learned. Soon enough, I had to make these bad habits burn. Soon enough, we about to come and get the shit we earned. You're not a fan now, but I remember when you used to be fanned out. I guess when the whole world loves you, people only got one way to stand out. All that time in the kitchen finally panned out. I put some flavor in the pot and took the bland out. I know my grandpa would have a heart attack if I pulled $100,000 out. So I'm not gonna pull $100,000 out. I'm hip hop, do you fully understand? Fully automatic with the jams and it don't jam. At the shows I'm about to start handing out programs, cause y'all need to get with the program. I'm a grown man, call me pops, look around and take your phone. Man, everybody know Jack, but they don't know Jack, man. They just know I got the flows and the packed out shows. Ain't too many cons when you playing with the pros, except for how your life get exposed. But I make that sacrifice for the life that I chose. I know in Toronto they got salt for the roads, but school's closed in Kentucky, so I like when it snowed. The kids carry chopsticks, not for rice in a bowl. School counselors all know how their life is at home. Cold like the Minnesota Vikings at home. Before I met Drizzy, I knew he and I would get along. But it's hard to crack jokes when you really want advice. I mean, what's it like to touch gold every time you touch a mic? Touching heights, no one gets to touch in life. Right, young bachelor, what's a wife? Once in a lifetime, till I say I want it twice. One of a kind, know your everything is one of mine. Wanted posters with my face, they know who I'm wanted by.
Yeah. Yeah. Cold hearts and heated floors, no parental guidance, I just see divorce. Therapy sessions, I'm in the waiting room reading Forbes. Abandonment issues, I'm getting treated for. How much water can I fit under the bridge before it overflows? My son's gotta learn that forgiveness is a lonely road. The crib's on his wheel like motorhomes. Blood to try and test us like they know what we own. Chubbs got the magazine cover like Rolling Stone, cause we already know how they rock, they throwing stones. Whenever you getting bigger, there's growing pains. I got enough pull to make the city start throwing games. I'm out here making a mockery. I got my realtor out here playing Monopoly. How can I address you when you don't own property? They only finesse you when you don't move properly. Destined for the win, but you don't get a prize out of me. I'm destined for the top, but you can't get a rise out of me. 750 for the round canaries and they glittering. Man, you drop trash, you littering. I'm over-delivering to the point it's belittling. I mean, the PTSD is triggering. The profit is sickening. The stones are shimmering. Came from the north, but I got hot as so ain't no shivering. Yeah. Lucky me. People that don't with me are linking up with people that don't with me. The is getting ugly. And every situation is transactional. And everything they saying is irrational. And every way they moving is promotional. Everybody's acting irreplaceable. It's like they ain't disposable. My urges for revenge are uncontrollable. I know we're getting older, though. Yeah. But I gotta get in back for that. It's non-negotiable. It's not even debatable. I'm getting so rich, my music's not even relatable. I blow a head up, it's an inflatable. Baby blue G class, I feel like a kid again. Praying on my downfall don't make you real.
Hello. Hello, everybody. That was Jack Harlow, Churchill's Downs with Drake. And today, you're listening to Wave Farm. Specifically right now, you're tuning into Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And speaking of Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, there's some news. I hope everybody's been enjoying the warm weather, but it's about to get a lot warmer. Try not to catch on fire, because there is actually a fire advisory in this area, so it says that any fires that occur will spread very easily, and there's going to be high speed winds to spread said fires. So please, please be careful and look more into that if you're going to be traveling in these few days. But that being said, hi everybody, you know, besides that stressful situation, we're here to vibe today, and, you know, because the world is a very scary place. There's a lot of bad news going on, including that fire warning.
But today, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio. We're going to listen to an album, and we're just going to chill. And today, you know, I'm also here with...
DJ Jimmy, how are you? Oh, by the way, pollen levels are very high, and the winds are 50 miles per hour. Mm.
So, yeah, one thing about spring is the allergies.
Right.
It gets better. It gets warmer. I mean, I didn't want it to get this warm.
Word. Something I'm not excited about, the pollen. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. The allergies are going to be a little bit wild. But, you know, letting you know that you don't, please don't catch on fire.
I was running too fast like a flash and I caught on fire.
Yeah. So, all jokes aside, this is real. No April Fools. Unless Google is messing with me.
Right, imagine.
Nah. Bro, do you think Google would get in trouble if they did, like, an April Fool's about,
maybe.
Something really messed up?
I thought about that, and I'm like...
I think so.
Probably, because I would probably make the world go in a panic.
Because there's, what's it called? Yeah, one line in the Constitution that said, you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater, and
really?
I would say...
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know that.
Because, what's it called? It causes a panic and causes people... to be harmed and stuff.
So I'm assuming that
Google can't do that.
It would probably cause mass chaos, panic, because everyone uses Google. Alright, so this album, because you set this up.
Yes, I
did. Where do I start this off from?
Oh, you can just open up on your account right here.
Alright.
So,
I have yours, and then I have mine. And I don't want to go out of order. But I'm assuming they're both the same thing.
Mine.
Okay, they're the same thing. Okay, cool.
You can just pick between happy... what's the other one? These are new. Just
happy,
17 hours ago. So
running and gone.
Yeah. Between right. Happy, running, and gone.
What, do you know which one is the first one?
I'm not sure. Happy does have a music video. All
right. So hopefully happy, just so I can see the music video. Sadly, you guys can't. No, I'm playing.
Wah.
We're going to play happy in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Pop.
God, please hear me out. I know it's been a couple years since I've reached out and said hello. I bet you're wondering why I keep obsessing on and stressing all the little things when I should be living life and soaking up the memory. I know I've been selfish. I have no excuse to give you, it's true. Hanging by a thread's how I live. I don't know why, but I feel more comfortable living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames. Happy, yeah. Been this way so long, it feels like something's off when I'm not depressed. I got some issues that I won't address. I got some baggage I ain't open yet. I got some demons I should put to rest. I got some traumas that I can't forget. I got some phone calls I've been avoiding. Some family members I don't really connect with. Some things I said I wish I would have not let slip. Some hurtful words that never should have left my lips. Some bridges burn, I'm not ready to rebuild yet. Some insecurities I haven't dealt with yet. So I'll be the first to admit that I'm a lonely soul, and the last to admit I need a hand to hold, losing hope, headed down a dangerous road. Strange, I know, but I feel most at home when I'm living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you. This hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't.
happy. Don't know what's around the bend. Don't know what my future is. But I can't keep on living in. Living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine who I'd be if I was happy. Happy.
Wow.
Hello, okay. Everybody. We're back from the album. I mean, not
well,
completely.
One song from the album.
That was called Happy. I mean, it's kind of ironic considering what the song was about.
Definitely wasn't happy.
But yeah, what would you? What right. First thoughts?
All right. So, let's see. First thoughts. First off, at first I was confused, not gonna lie. As the video started going on, I realized I couldn't tell, like, when the video first started, couldn't tell if that was supposed to be her mom or it was supposed to be her.
Yeah, her
quickly
future.
I quickly figured out that it was her. It was going between her being a kid, her future, and then her mom. And it made me realize how the actions that you see as a kid can really, reflect itself on your adult life. And it was, it was basically almost mere opposites besides the child. She doesn't have a kid in her future at that time, or at all in general. So you're like, wow, this really reflects itself as it's going. And it's hard to focus on the words at the same time for me. But it's like, wow, if things didn't go this way, I would be happy. And it's crazy because at the end of the video, she goes to her mom's house.
I think what the ending was, because remember right before the ending, she blew the wishes on the cake.
Yeah.
I think the ending wasn't real.
Think so?
I think the ending was like a daydream.
What are your thoughts on the ending?
Well, I think since the song is saying, imagine what it would be if I was happy.
If you're happy, yeah.
Then I think the ending was like, after she blew out the candles, like, that's what she wished for.
To be happy?
Yeah, like, that was the, but then it ended there, and then the complete ending was just, like, showing us the wish.
Okay. Alright. My thoughts were, wow, I didn't think of it that way. My thoughts was that it was just showing that she did a wish, yes. And how, I feel like it was mostly showing, like, just, like, a happy memory. Like, wow, I was happy. Or, I was somewhat happy in this moment. And then it goes and reflects on her going to her mom's place. Now, her going to her mom's place kind of confused me. I thought it would have been like, oh, wow, let me take my fate into my own hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, make up. So that way, like, my life isn't, like, a reflection of my parents.
Oh, that's kind of what one of the other songs is talking about.
Is it?
A little bit. But yeah, that's some real deep stuff. And I definitely agree with, like, the past shapes who you are.
Yeah.
Because like,
of trauma.
Yeah. Some things that you're going to carry. But what would you rate that song out of 10?
I'm going to rate it a 6. Okay, so I'm going to rate it a 6. Like the video. But I couldn't really get into the lyrics as much because of the video. That
makes
sense. So, as of right now, which one of these videos would you say out of all three really hits home for you?
I'm not sure. We'll have to listen to all of them. All right. First.
So, is the album only 3 songs or are there more?
Oh, there's a lot more.
All right. So
these ones hit hard though.
Hit hard for you. Hit hard. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna lie. The first one almost caught me.
Yeah, so we're going to get into the second one. I don't know if you guys want live commentary. Should we give live commentary on this one?
It's up to you. Bet.
We can do live commentary. Okay. All right. I'm messing with the guitar beat. You know I love guitar beat.
Huh? Oh, I just got it. I just got it. And the
Running?
The album is called Drifting.
Oh, it's called Drifting, not
the
Running.
The album cover is him drifting on a piece
of
driftwood.
Oh, that's what the... Okay, okay.
Drifting on driftwood.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Hold on. My pride. Oh, my God. I feel the pain in his voice. Go and learn to love myself again. Yeah. I don't want to wait another day. I've waited long enough. I'm sorry, I gotta pause it. I'm sorry. I like this one. Go hit hard for me.
This one? I think the other one hits harder than this one.
I feel like this one goes hit a little harder for me.
I think this one hits... I think if you took the other one's music video away, it wouldn't have hit as hard, personally.
I feel like this one goes hit hard for me. Because I'm not gonna lie, I struggle a lot with confidence.
Continue. Either sun is coming, oh. There's happiness on the horizon. I'm hopeful I can see the light.
I hesitated all my life. I'm done running from you. Spent my whole life in your shadow. Of who I'd be if I, yeah, said goodbye and I didn't have you here. I wish you well, but I can no longer stand beside and watch you sabotage the two of us. I love you. My apologies, I forgot.
This one hits harder, by the way. We saved the best one for
this
last.
This one got me tearing up. I'm not interested in giving you more of my life. I've already given you too much. My. I don't want to lose you. I don't want to keep you. I know that you mean well, but when I fail, I don't need you. Rubbing my face in it and treating me like I'm less than you. Tell the truth, you know I'd be better without you. Okay. Been in your shoes, don't be a fool. And try to convince me that I'm the real issue. When you're the root to every problem, I love you but not enough to allow me to continue to drown on both of us. You're holding me back, you're pulling me down, you're making me hate myself. I don't want to leave, but that's what I need. I ain't got a choice, I can't just let you deceive and make me believe that I don't deserve to be loved. Gonna stand aside and watch you attempt to rob and steal and sabotage the little faith I have left. You haven't I sacrificed enough for you? Hate seeing you cry, but I think it's time to let go and say goodbye. So I'm gonna miss you, but I'm not gonna spend the rest of my life running from you. Yeah. Spend my whole life in your shadow. He definitely talking about this as soon as it's over. Scared of who I.
The next one's kind of a sequel to this in a way.
Yo, I just feel mad raw emotions. I feel like a gate has opened up. For that beat drop. Okay. Speak to me. Collect myself. Hold on.
I think that song, if I had to describe what it was about, it's when you have to let somebody go,
yeah,
you love them. and that can apply to a lot of situations.
That's what I got.
Before we deep dive into it, what would you rate out of 10?
Yo, that's an 8.
I really like NF, so I'm already a little bit biased, but I think that might be a 10 for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm kind of, like, hyping myself up for this last one.
Because the last one, I think I like a little bit more, so I got to give this one a 9.
I'm giving it an 8. I have very high standards for this last one.
The drop in is just so good.
That one had me a little teary-eyed.
Yeah, no, same. I remember when you walked in, I was a little bit teary-eyed, and you were like, "You good?" And I was like, "Yeah, you dropped a new album. You gotta listen."
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. Like this song caught me so off guard. I thought I forgot I was on air. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Let's see.
That being said, that's just the setup to the next one.
Okay.
Because where are you after you're done running?
I don't know. Probably in a place.
What's the next song called?
All right. What's this next song? Gone. When you're running, you're gone.
When you're running, you're gone.
Oh, okay. This one we go let rock.
This one.
Oh, I don't want to have words for it. Hold on. Wait. No. Wait, okay. So, I muted my lovely host. I am about to go on mute and then just play it. So that way, when we come back, y'all know what's going on. Okay, 3, 2, 1, boom.
Always saw my glasses half empty, was never full. You were always passive, and I was irresponsible. Didn't have a chance, but we were scared to let things go. Young in love, broken hearts, holding on to our false hope. Had your whole life planned out. I had no clue who I was. Gave it all we had, but guess our all wasn't enough. Wonder where you're at now. Did you ever find the one? Hope you're out there somewhere happy. Sometimes I think of you. And it makes me sad. Yeah. The way you left. But I'm glad you did. It was for the best. I pray someday you find yourself.
Blame us breaking up on being too young and being too dumb and being too caught up on past traumas. But the truth is we just weren't right. We planned a whole life and we both knew we should have just ended on the first night. And I know if I would have stayed with you, I would have been down on luck and done with love and done too much to make you stay. Second guessing every cent and all the love I could have gave to someone else. Got carpal tunnel from holding on to what we once felt. I'm happy for you, I am. Yeah, don't get me wrong, I am. And once in a while, it's true, I think about you too. Yeah, I do. I think about you too.
Too late.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Raga Justin reports in the Times Union that with Democrats in Albany locked in negotiations to produce a new budget, State Senator Jake Ashby, a Rensselaer County Republican, has a proposal for the state's bail laws he hopes breaks the deadlock. Ashby would eliminate cash bail altogether, but give judges discretion to hold dangerous alleged criminals. People accused of crimes are considered by the courts innocent until proven guilty, but the current bail system puts these innocent people in jail. Ashby's proposal would remove all references to cash bail from New York's criminal code. Judges, though, would get sweeping oversight over when to remand someone accused of a crime before their trial. And his proposal would create a commission on public safety reform to analyze court data to give judges an objective standard they could use to determine how to evaluate someone's perceived risk of harm to themselves or others, or their potential to leave the court's jurisdiction. Ashby said, and I quote, "It takes money out of the equation, and it gives judges the discretion that they need. I think it makes an attempt to solve or alleviate some of the concerns on both sides," end quote. Katie Schaefer, the director of organizing at the Progressive Center for Community Alternatives, called the measure a, and I quote, "mass incarceration," end quote, bill, and said, and I quote, "Senator Ashby's proposal would dramatically and unconscionably expand pretrial incarceration in New York State, undermining our constitutional right to the presumption of innocence. We urge New York's legislature to reject this radical and regressive proposal, as well as the governor's efforts to jail more black, brown, and poor people pretrial," end quote. Governor Kathy Hochul has not commented on Ashby's proposal, but on April 5th said, and I quote, "I support the fundamental premise behind the bail laws, but we need to make sure that judges understand that they have the discretion to make the right decision in the right case," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media that the town of Canaan's Park will get spruced up with a $6,000 grant from the Partners for Climate Action Hudson Valley to remove invasive species and restore plantings. On Earth Day, workers will begin adding native wildflowers and shade tree plantings and removing European water chestnuts from the park pond. Dylan Chipkowski, Canaan's Climate Smart Community Task Force member, said, and I quote, "The pond is an essential part of the park. It creates a lot of beauty, and it's a wildlife habitat, and it's used by people for fishing. The water chestnut grows at a fast rate and outgrows other native species of plants, making it hard for them to persist in ponds, lakes, and rivers. That impacts wildlife, fish, and people. The water chestnut makes it hard for people to fish," end quote. Canaan will be adding Blazing Star, Brown-Eyed Susan, and other native flowers and grasses such as Blue Stem and Dwarf Fountain to the 7-acre park. Partners for Climate Action co-founder Bob Dandrew explained why Canaan won the grant, saying, and I quote, "The project in Canaan was attractive to us because it involves volunteers from throughout the community. We believe that it will be inspiring to other towns in the county," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Courtney Ward reports for WTEN that it is spring and the Department of Environmental Conservation is warning about the possibility of muddy trails. There is still snow and ice melting at higher elevations, and the DEC is asking hikers not to hike above 2,500 feet until the trails have dried and hardened. And the agency warns that hiking on muddy trails damages the environment. DEC Forest Ranger Peter Evans said, and I quote, "So really pay attention to what you're doing. Make sure that if you're going to try to cross a brook or something like that, you take not only the current weather pattern, but the weather that's going to be happening in the afternoon and early evening into account," end quote. Read the full story at the WTEN website. one sign of spring is the reopening of the drive-in movie theaters, and the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie announced on social media this week that they will start screening films again next weekend on April 14th. They will announce the first films they are showing on April 11th. The Greenville Drive-In has not yet announced when it's opening, but that is typically in May. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter and make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Wave Farm. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Quick update, or, I mean, if you were already listening before, you know this. I just want to warn everybody again, you know, the warm weather has been nice. Oh, yeah. We care for you. We love you, too. But the warm weather has been nice, but there's going to be some fires around Catskill, Acre, and Hudson, so you might want to check the map. The fires are, like, gonna spread rapidly and very high spreadability, and the winds will help spread the fire. So, yeah, there's a fire warning.
So make sure you dress cold. All jokes aside, be safe. We pray for all of your safety. We hope you guys are all okay.
But that being said, we were listening to NF's new album, which not only will make you feel like you're living through past trauma in, like, the most banger way possible, but he just reminds you that he is the GOAT.
He's a GOAT, and he drops bangers. Like, bro, you're putting me through an emotional roller coaster, man. All right, so the three that popped out for me was Mistakes. I can get rid of this now. Was Mistakes, Mama, and Turn My Back. Now, I'm pretty sure that Mama didn't stick out to you.
No, but, it did.
Oh, did it? Okay, well, out of all three, which one sticks out to you? Because mine right now, I would say it goes Mistakes. No, it would probably go Mistakes, Turn My Back, and then Mama.
Yeah, actually, same. I think you summed it up really well. So, I don't know, Mama. That one's kind of like a wild card, because that sounds really, that could be anything.
It sounds like it could be hype, but it sounds like you could be, like, talking about trauma with his mom.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it would be about, considering the music video of, what's
it called? What can we pick it?
Let's do Mistake. No, wait, which one, what was the other one besides Mama?
Mistake, Mama, and Turn My Back.
Turn My Back. You make a mistake first, and then you turn your back after, so Mistake.
All right, 3, 2. Live reaction. Alright, live reaction.
Tell me I'm okay. If time heals, tell me why do I kill myself trying to show you I'm not a mistake. I've got qualities that I'm not proud of. I made promises that I walked out on. I've had days I feel I don't deserve love. So think what you think. Just don't call me a mistake. Might have made some. Can't argue with that, but I ain't one.
Ooh.
Even I sometimes get afraid of having to face the wrath of an anxious me. I get it, cause I actually feel the same. Sometimes I think I might be a lost cause who turns off, cause the way I read into what I've been through, you think I'm mental, but it pays off though. When the wind's through, I pursue what I love, and if it goes south and falls down, just know I stand on my own 2 feet. Don't you see those that oppose on me? Most won't be thinking I might retreat. Show my teeth quick if you turn on me, cause I feel like I'm at a standstill, waiting for you to tell me I'm okay. If time heals, tell me why do I kill myself trying to show you I'm not a mistake. I've got
got qualities that I'm not proud of. I've made promises that I walk out on. I've had days I feel I don't deserve love. So think what you think, just don't call me up. Don't call me a mistake, cause I'm not one. Misplaced, but I found a lot of resentment causes a mess when you let it get to the place of no confidence, struggle with it, that's obvious, but not enough to make me second guess if I die for the ones I love. So don't you get confused, thinking if you bring me down, I'ma just choose to let myself get used. I don't live like that, I feel trapped, I might lash out. I gotta watch my back, cross my path, especially with ill intent. You'll regret you ever took that task, if and when this thing could all go bad. Don't you act like no one warned you, yeah, cause I feel like I'm at a standstill, waiting for you to tell me I'm okay. If time heals, tell me why do I kill myself, trying to show you I'm not a mistake. I've got qualities that I'm not proud of. I've made promises that I walk out on. I've had days I feel I don't deserve love. So think what you think, just don't call me a mistake.
He's gonna be like, mistake.
Okay, okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXT. You're listening on, you know, Wave Farm. Welcome back. And if you're listening, you're in Acre, Catskill, Hudson. And that was Mistake by NF out of his new album.
Drifting.
I could be wrong about that. I think I might have messed up the album. I
think so?
It's, yeah, nope, it's Hope. It? My bad. Drifting is a song by Hope. It's Hope. This album's called Hope.
Is it called Hope?
It is. I'm sure of it. My bad.
Think so?
Yes. My bad. I remembered.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's called Hope then. Whatever it's called, it's fire. What were your thoughts on that? Because usually you hear that one.
I did not hear the one. That was my first time hearing that one.
I feel like it was talking about past.
Yeah.
If we were talking about earlier about past, this one really had to really talk about past.
I think this... I felt like there was going to be a build-up at the end.
I did too.
What was the other one called?
I got it up right now.
Yeah.
We could do a live commentary on this one. All right. So this
one... Depending if it makes us speechless or not. Turn My Back.
It's Turn My Back. I don't think they're correlated, like, back-to-back. It could be one of those things, like, you know, like, when you listen to an album backwards and it makes a whole new album?
Oh, yeah, right.
We gotta try that. Hold on. I'll fair. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go. This one has to have a build-up.
This one sounds like it might, like, go hard and be more, like...
Hype.
That's not a word, but now it is.
Yeah.
But, like, right. Raggy. Hype.
On even on my off days. Right even when I'm off
sounds
base. Life living like tomorrow ain't promise to me, gotta get it today. Why wait too late? Never heard it always. On time, my way. Or the highway. My state, not safe. Me great.
This one hasn't showed me why I feel like it was hype.
Betray, cut ties.
I'm
first,
sure
time, first take, worst case, word play. My home, my stage, my place. Less you, more yay, more Drake, more M, more Dre, more Cole, more Kendrick, more names. Corday, Sean Black, my list, my names, my
I need to hear a job.
My fate in my own hands. Hand it over to you, no chance. Wanna get the job done right, I do it myself.
That last song, fell under like
what they wanna
like
be, who they wanna see, the big man. God's plan.
Yeah, giving me like a 5. I'm not a little... I'm not messing with
this one. Also, Motto, which dropped earlier. I just like looking for the
smoke. Really?
Yeah, Motto.
What are your thoughts on this one? So
I like the names he dropped.
I like the name. I'm not really messing with the beat.
Dreamt about it, played it out inside your head, but what I'm doing for a living isn't something I was taught. You either got it or you don't got
Ooh.
It, and you don't got it. I'm the co-signer, you the broke artist, I'm the captain, and you
Why
the
throwing shots,
I'm the lead role, you in the background, yeah.
Oh,
I'm the star player, you the mascot, okay. I'm the future, you the past, old timer. I'm the truth.
If this would have been a beat change, it would have been fire.
Customer, I'm the frontman and the ghost writer. I'm